So let's start out with number one. It's a bit of a food theme to start with. Now, I'm quoting this. Aussie snack lovers are losing their minds over an announcement. Smith's has released a treat combining three iconic types of chips. Mash-up cheese is a mix of Doritos, Twisties and Cheetos, all in one bag, priced at the unbelievable price of $2.99. Predictably, the launch of the cheesy indulgence has sent social media into overdrive, with posts on Facebook generating hundreds of thousands of comments from thrilled chip lovers nationwide. The snack gods have finally answered my prayers, said one besotted commentator. I'm not ready for this life-changing event, another wrote. So that was actually published on the most read website in Australia.
You're
News.com,
joking.
I'm calling them out. Yeah, so
You're
there we
joking.
Go. If
what
that
a waste of someone's time. Like, imagine employing a journalist for them to have to write that up.
If that's news, I'm a Rhodes Scholar. Now, moving on to the second Not the News story, an Australian woman has revealed how she made a delicious batch of banana bites using silicone ice cube trays she got from Kmart. While the $1.50 product's intended for use in a freezer, the woman said the trays work very well in the oven as well. Sharing the idea to her Kmart Home Decor and Hacks Australia Facebook group, the woman said, I bought some ice cube trays and baked up a batch of banana bites using 6 ripe bananas. Yum, yum. And that was republished on another site.
You've got to be kidding
me. No, I'm not.
Jeff,
so there's
I feel like you're making these up now.
I'm not.
I
will
you.
Take you out to the newsroom. Come on, and you can have a look.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. And finally, like, I know we run sort of like entertainment stories. I know that, you know, we do stuff, but come on. Sharon Osbourne has embraced her grey. Thanks to celebrity colourist Jack Martin, the talk show co-host and talent show judge is now sporting white hair instead of her signature burgundy tresses she's had for years. Martin shared a photo of Osbourne's fresh new locks on Instagram, saying that he'd grown very tired of her dyeing her hair once a week, but felt obligated to do it since she works on television.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? We're in 2020. Mm. We're post-Me Too. We're third-wave feminism. In fact, some people are arguing fourth-wave feminism.
Yep.
We're in a period where we know that there is more to a woman than her appearance. I just want to swear, but I'm going to contain myself. Mm. Why the cogs wallop are we still reporting stories like this? It's so unnecessary.
Absolutely.
And people don't care. Like,
I know.
Just don't think, like, I just couldn't care less.
No, I couldn't
about her
care
hair
less
color
either.
I just it's really couldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. There's three stories which you'll never get that time back in your life, I can assure you. Those three stories you just heard, that's it. So we try and redeem ourselves with a story that should have been in the news but really did not get much publicity. So I'll finish off with this. The future of every child and adolescent around the world is at risk if the global community does not unite to address rising emissions, meet sustainability goals, and better invest in health and nutrition. According to more than 40 of the world's preeminent child and adolescent health experts in a report endorsed by UNICEF this week, not one country on earth is adequately protecting the next generation from the impacts of carbon emissions, the destruction of nature, and high-calorie and processed foods. Finally, they said that the excessive carbon emissions produced overwhelmingly by wealthier nations threatens the future of all children around the globe.
It's scary, isn't it? And it's something that it comes in the news cycle. We talk about it for a bit.
We
and
do.
Then something happens and we forget. Well, some people anyway forget. I mean, I talk to a lot of my friends, and I mean, myself included. Like, one of the major anxieties for people under 25 is, like, you know, what's our future going to be? You know, and a lot of parents as well. I mean, I was speaking to a mother just yesterday who was saying, like, one of the things that gets me down the most is I've got two young kids, and, you know, in 2050, when there's, you know, gonna, like, most, well, people are reporting there could be a huge global food shortage. Like, she's like, my kids are going to be like 30. You know, it's a scary place to be. And the less we talk about it, the less we remember it's happening and the less action there is.
I totally concur with you. And that report was released on the weekend, but I did not see that on any of the commercial news services, the ABC or even SBS. So you heard it on 2SER. And I think that is, as you said, one of the most important stories of the week.
It really is. And I know people are probably sick and tired of hearing the same thing over and over again, but we need to keep talking about it, because if we people want us to forget it, you know, and if you know, the top dogs get us to forget it, then change won't happen. So
we're going to keep on the case here at 2SER.